Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list, like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew, which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Hey, what do you say we do a podcast? Al, what's up, man? What's going on?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. Jerry, yesterday I put out a tweet myself. And it got some traction.
Okay, 20 million views?
Did not get 20 million views.
Oh, man.
But, like, it has 44,000.
Well, that's pretty good.
Which I'll take. That's a good one for me.
I'd say so.
Nowadays, like, when I tweet something out, if I get to, like, 20,000, it's good. So 44,000, man, I was getting a lot of comments and things. And I'm going to just read you the tweet, and then we can react from there.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Surprised I didn't see this morning in my For You section.
Yeah, me too.
I was not on it at all yesterday.
All right. It said, if you have children, you might wonder what people without children do with all of the time on their hands.
I don't, because I work with two guys, and I know exactly what you do with all the time in your hands.
I continued, Jerry. I can't speak for everyone, but today I emailed a sock company telling them I feel their quality has gone downhill the past few years. That actually happened. I ordered...
Can't wait to see where we label this YouTube video. Al email sock company. Total views, 4. Picture, same photo of me and you with a sock on our penis.
Right. Either me and you like the Red Hot Chili Peppers with like the sock on it. Or it'll be the picture of you and me holding up socks.
And ain't no one going to click on this crap.
You don't know that, Jerry.
I do know that.
Right. Like, just think of what we're up against today on the FAN YouTube page. Just going to be Joe Shane is speaking.
Uh-huh.
All the hot takes that have been coming today.
Abdul Carter.
The Giants. Everything that happened with the Giants, we're going to be competing against. And it's going to be like, Al emailed a sock company.
Wow. Can't wait to tune into that. That sounds really exciting.
I will say, though, because I did get a lot of reaction from people. And it ran the gamut, Jerry, as people who, embarrassing, you're a loser, get a life.
Yeah.
To, this sounds like something I like to do. I also liked it. And then there were people yelling at me, was it Bombas socks was it? And I was like, no.
I didn't want to call out the company.
Yeah, but I did get a lot of people say it was Bombas socks. It was not. I've never worn Bombas socks, so I don't know.
Got it.
But I did email the sock company because when I ordered the socks, and they're everyday socks.
Mm-hmm.
They're not fancy socks for like when you wear a tuxedo.
Right.
Regular socks. And when I got the socks in, I noticed, I feel like I just ordered socks.
Mm-hmm.
And I included this in my email to the sock company. I said, it appears that the quality of your socks is going down. As I looked back on my Amazon history, and I used to order socks every 2 years.
Wow.
It moved to every year and a half.
Okay.
And now we're at now I ordered socks last year and they're getting holes in them.
Okay.
So that was my question to the sock company is something. So when I got the package in and I noticed that it was didn't feel the same.
A little lighter.
Quality. It just seemed like a less workmanship in the individual sock.
That's because they're made with AI now.
Right. I emailed a robot. A robot's going to get back to me.
Yeah.
So I right there on the packaging, if you're not satisfied with these socks, send us an email.
No, I'm not. And yes, I will, because this is what I do all day.
So I did email. I haven't heard back yet.
At some point you will. I think you'll get a generic response from somebody. You'll hear back.
People think I'm looking for free socks. I really am not.
What are you looking for?
I'm just looking for, I'm looking for, Jerry, acknowledgement that everywhere we turn now with products,
mm-hmm. it's lesser.
It's made cheaper.
Yep.
The quality is lesser. And especially with clothing, they call this, Jerry, fast fashion,
mm-hmm.
which is that you buy clothing that you don't expect is going to last very long. And that's what's going on with these socks, I feel like.
Well, socks are an interesting one because if you make socks that last for 3 or 4 years, you're going to run out of people to sell socks to.
Well, we all need socks.
You need some turnover.
Yeah.
Right. So they got to make sure they got a repeat customer. So the quality's got to be good enough that you're happy, but not to where you're buying them every 6 months.
Well, let me ask you this. Is 1 year a good amount? Like, I wear these socks every day. So is 1 year a good enough time for socks?
I've never given it a thought. I have no idea. Okay.
So when you run out, when your socks start getting holes in them, you just think, okay, I'll get me new socks. You don't look back and go, when did I last purchase socks?
I have, because I don't buy them online. I mean, if I I don't really check. No, usually, I don't even know. Kim buys them. I have no idea. Socks, mm-hmm. No.
I see.
No.
Well, I notice when I get
You notice everything.
I last bought socks in October of 2024.
Good for you.
And now here I am again.
I also
socks.
Don't throw away socks just when there's a hole in them. I don't care.
Well, I always get the hole at the very top of them.
Where your toes are?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, what the company should do, they should write me back and go, where are these holes appearing? And if I go, at the top up by my toe, maybe cut your toenail, loser.
Now that would be a funny response.
Like if they really zing to me.
You animal.
Yeah. What do you expect? Now, I did put a new pair of this. Like, I washed the socks I got yesterday. I did put a new pair on this morning. And this is after I sent the email prior to
You're
washing.
You're liking them, aren't you?
They're nice. Well, I will say the stitching feels a little weaker than it has in the past. The material is nice.
Okay.
It's a nice sock. Good.
I've worn everything from thin socks to thicker side.
Yeah.
They're socks. I don't really think much of it.
You just enjoy your socks.
I don't enjoy them at all. I just put them on. I don't think about it, honestly.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. In your drawer where the socks live.
Yeah.
Is it just a big pile of socks?
Or yes.
Do you have them paired off?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I put them into a ball.
Oh, you do that thing where you put them together, wrap them in a ball, and then you just, in the morning, you'll grab a ball of socks.
That's it. I grab one.
You're not looking to see which ball of socks you're grabbing.
No, I do not.
Let me ask you this. When the socks get laundered, let's say you have 20 pairs of socks.
That's probably about right.
Let's say 12 pair get laundered because you've worn 12 pair by the time the laundry. Do you put the 12 laundered pair behind the, make sure?
No, it's like dishes. I probably am using the same like 7 pairs of socks every week. And there's probably socks I haven't worn in a year and a half that are sitting in the back of the drawer. Same thing with the bottom pile of the dishes. Although I will tell you that about a month ago, because I saw a video on that. I did take them all out and reverse it.
You did?
Yes, to put the bottom one on top.
Why was the video saying that was not good?
It didn't say it wasn't good. It just said, why do we have all these dishes if you never use them? Maybe once in a while, give some love to your bottom dishes. I'm like, you know what?
That's a good
point. I'm going to do that. And I did.
Yeah, I do this with all of my things. So my socks, my underwear, like when I launder underwear, the laundered underwear goes under the next group of underwear that
do. So you're rotating through.
I'm rotating through with the dishes because I got a big stack of dishes. I'm one person. So when I do the dishwasher, I will take out the clean dishes and then put the next set of dishes on top of that so that they go first.
There you go.
I do that with my cutlery.
Your cutlery?
You know, my forks and knives.
This is going to be a winner podcast, man.
Jerry, this is going to go straight to the top of the charts.
We might compete with Joe Rogan for this one.
Yes. Joe Rogan has been knocked off of the podcast charts. Al and Jerry talked about emailing a sock company.
That was funny.
Yeah. So it is interesting that you, like, it's readily, like, if this was 1984.
Okay.
I would have had to find an address for the sock company.
Yeah.
Type up or write up a letter.
Yeah.
Get
put a stamp on it.
Put a stamp on it. Go down to the post office.
Yeah.
Put it in. Then wait.
And hope that someone sees it and replies.
And then replies. Mm-hmm. Now it's just like so easy. I'm just like, it
like everything in life now. Everything is instantaneous. And if it's not, you're wondering why.
And I was not mean to the sock company.
No, my guess would be they probably get a lot of inquiries. And at some point they will get, I do believe they'll get back to you.
I do as well. Because they wouldn't. They wouldn't be giving out their email address if they weren't checking it.
There was a company that stunned me that they didn't get back to me because I was trying to buy something from them. It's a company called NetWorld Sports out of London, believe it or not, which is where I bought this whole batting cage set up for my kids. And now that they've kind of aged out of baseball for the most part, my older son's in college and my younger son's in high school, and I think he's giving up baseball now for golf, I wanted to still use the posts for a golf net. But I need different netting. So I sent a very nice email. How great. I enjoyed the batting cage setup and all this. I would like to buy a similar netting for it, but for a golf ball. What do you recommend? Because I'm not sure what I'm looking at. No one got back to me. And those nets are like $500-$600. It wasn't like I was looking for anything for free. I was complimenting them. I got no reply.
Like how many emails could they be getting every day?
I don't know, because I'll tell you, when I bought the cage setup, I bought it like 6 years ago, and then 2 years ago, I bought a couple more posts so I could make it. I could stretch it out to 50 feet. It was only 35. I emailed them because when they sent it, it didn't come with a couple of screws I needed. They got right back to me and put them in the mail within 24 hours. Here I was looking to buy something that was free. I was looking to spend $500 or $600. I've got nothing back from them.
How long ago did you send this email?
This is like 3 weeks ago now.
Oh, so that's plenty of time.
Yeah, and I've gotten no reply, so very odd.
Yeah. One of the other things I didn't put in the email, but I'm thinking about it now. When you buy a package of socks, they tie the group of socks together and they use those clear plastic things that go through all the socks and come out on the other side to keep them bound. When you cut that to remove it, it leaves a hole in the sock. Why would you want me to? Why are you?
It's a pinhole.
It is a pinhole, but that's how the holes begin.
That's how it starts.
And are they setting me up
to buy your next set?
Yes. Is that part of the trick?
I don't know.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers. Risk takers. For the optimists. Pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts, the thinkers and the doers, for old friends and new, Coca-Cola, for everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
How long do you think, if they respond to me, I could keep this going? Like, as far as, like, I respond back to them?
They'll get sick of you quick.
With something that they have to respond back. Yeah, but no, if I'm nice about it.
I think if they reply in a way to where they're going to satisfy your need, they're done with you. That's it.
Yeah. And I am not looking for a free sock.
I'm sure you're not. Nice 25% off coupon wouldn't be bad.
I'm not even new that. Ones. I just want to let
them
know.
Well, then what do you want?
I want them to know we're out here and we're noticing.
Yeah, the customer service agent that's making $22 an hour doesn't give a crap about, they just want to make sure their check clears.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to reply to you. I do believe they'll reply to you.
I do too.
But I don't think if you're not looking for anything, maybe that's why they're not going to, maybe that's why they wouldn't reply, because you're not really looking for anything. It's just like an opinion you sent them.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I didn't end with a question.
Yeah.
I didn't say, why is it? I just wrote about
the socks. Really, if there's nothing for them to respond to, they might not.
I was trying to think if anything, and I'm not talking about electronics, anything not technology-driven, products that are not technology-driven, like socks are not technology-driven, really, hats, gloves. Has anything gotten better, or is the quality getting worse for socks and gloves and hats and jackets and shirts and jeans and all these things? Have you noticed as a consumer?
I mean, I think jackets are better. I think back in the day, if you wanted a warm jacket, people were buying, not mink, but you were buying like big, giant, furry coats.
Yeah, bulky.
Now I feel like you can get a pretty good, thick wool coat. Maybe you could back then, too. I don't really remember them like now. Maybe jackets have gotten better. I do think sneakers have improved. You know, I'm a big fan of, you know, everybody likes Nike, so there's no surprise there. I love the Skechers sneakers. They're really comfortable. As someone with a bad back, as an old guy, the whole slipping thing really works. I think they've done a nice job changing up sneakers to a certain degree. What else has gotten better, would you say? Gorilla tape?
Gorilla tape has improved.
Is better than duct tape.
Mm.
And better than just regular tape. That's something that's new in the last like 15 years.
Have you used the Gorilla glue?
Yeah.
Also
yeah, very
good.
Yep, very good. I have. What else has gotten
better? What
about
tools, like a Stanley tool, a DeWalt tool? Do you
tools
think that's
are tools
getting
to
better?
Me. I mean, I still have tools from when I first got married, and my brother-in-law, who's my ex-brother-in-law, my sister divorced him years ago. But when I first got, we bought the townhouse. He bought me my first, he was a mechanic. He bought me my first toolbox with all the tools in it. They're still fantastic. That's 26 years old now.
Yeah.
At this point. So, I will tell you too, when my wife's, father passed away, I took a lot of his tools that he had from like the 1970s. A wrench is a wrench. You know, I don't know that they're any worse now. I don't know how they could be better because those tools have stood
those
the test
solid.
Of time. Yeah. And you are right that in a lot of cases, things have gotten worse. I do believe, and I'd love to talk to a home builder about this, but the building of houses is not what it used to be. The
right.
older homes were built with much firmer, thicker, stronger materials.
Absolutely.
Than they are now. So that's an interesting one.
Yeah, the homes, you're right. Homes and like buildings and things.
Car engines have gotten better. Cars have gotten better.
That's true.
And I could say that's technology, I guess, but I don't mean the entertainment system. I mean cars run forever and they run well.
Yeah, that's so funny because like you hear about things like washing machines and things like they want you to keep it for 5 years and then it will burn itself out and it'll break and you're not going to be able to fix it. It's cheaper to buy a new one.
Right.
Automobiles are actually lasting way longer than they used to.
Yep.
And I don't know why. Like why are the car companies doing that? Why are they? Like a Toyota, a Honda.
I'll tell you why, in my opinion. I think because they're turning over more cars via lease. So I don't know how that goes down as a sale or a lease, but they're moving more product. And a lot of people that start leasing do lease every 2, 3, or 4 years. So they're turning cars over like crazy. Then they get them back, and then they can sell them at a higher profit as a used car as well. So it's almost like they're double dipping on the one car.
And I guess cars are still seen as such a status symbol for some people even though an older car will last much longer, people want the newer car.
They do. Yeah, they do. People are really worried about what, you know, keeping up with the Joneses and what the neighbors think. That's a very real thing, whether you watch some of these psychology YouTube videos or even if you just talk to a therapist or something, they will tell you if people could just get over their fear of what people think about them. Their lives change like 180 in a lot of cases. And that is a very real thing. Because I know a lot of people, and I'm sure you do too, that are driving cars that they cannot afford. I know they can't afford them.
For sure.
And yet we'll do everything to make sure they make that payment and then start dealing with the next payment as soon as that payment's made. Payments that are $700, $800, $900 a month, some in the thousands for people that have normal jobs. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
But the look at me, that's real.
That is real. Look at me, bitches.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Look at me in my sweet car.
No doubt. No doubt. I mean, you know it too. If you bought, like, and you, where you are, a lot of people know who you are at this point. You've been down in Bradley Beach long ago. You're very visible walking the dog. If you went out and you went to Ray Katina and you bought a, or even leased, $100,000 Mercedes sports car, and people see you zipping around Bradley Beach, like, you're the talk of the town. For a lot of people, that's really cool, even if they kind of can't afford it.
Yeah.
That's neat. And that's, I think, true. A lot of people do fall into their into that trap.
They'd be like, damn, look at him in that sweet Mercedes sports car.
Yeah, Boomer be treating him well.
Yeah.
You know, that's true.
Yeah, that is true. It is. Yeah, I always thought it was interesting, like, where I lived when I first moved back here I moved into this place in Woodbridge. It was a condo in Woodbridge. It was not in the best neighborhood. And I moved in there in 2004.
Okay.
And I remember the parking lot was filled with Mercedes, BMW.
No kidding.
Yeah, I was like, that has to be more than your mortgage, or if they were renting in there.
Well, I do think it depends on what people want, too. So when we lived in the townhouse, this is 99, 2000, 2001, the guy that lived two doors down from us was older than I was 25 or 26. He was probably in his early to mid-30s. Him and his wife had an infant, but that was it. They had one kid. And he drove a beautiful BMW. It wasn't a sports car. It was a sedan. It was a beautiful car. And he was one of the few people I talked to. And I remember him saying, yeah, you got to make choices in life. He goes, I'd rather live here and not have a big housing payment, and I can afford this beautifully because I'm in this all the time for his work. He didn't just commute. We went up and down to Boston a lot. And his mentality was, if I'm going to live in this car, I'm going to have a nice car. I'd rather have a house, which it's just me, my wife, and my kid. I don't need anything more. And he's like, I got friends that bought these big houses and they can't do anything. He goes, I can go on vacation, I can have my nice car, and I'm fine in this place. Maybe it was something similar for some of those people. Or maybe they were just running drugs. Who knows?
Who knows? The other thing with the bigger house, like, is more things you have to clean.
Yeah, it's expensive, man.
And the other thing I started recently thinking of, and I've always lived in a small condos, but some of these nicer houses and bigger houses, even if you can get them you move to South Carolina, you could get a bigger house than you're in now. You got to heat that thing.
Yeah, bigger house, bigger bills.
And cool that thing in the summer.
Higher ceilings, which means the thing's running even further to keep the temperature at the proper degree. Yeah, it is. I don't live in anything big by any stretch, but I also don't live in a 2-bedroom ranch either. And, you know, I went from a townhouse to a house, to a little bit of a bigger house, to a little bit of a bigger house. And every step of the way, my bills have gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. It is just, it's the way it goes.
What's worse, the electric bill in summer or the gas bill in winter?
Well, the gas bill we have on a 12-month plan. So even though it doesn't run as much certain times of the year, we pay the same. So I think we're on the plan for both. So I don't really know the answer to that. I don't know if my guess is the AC for those 3 months really goes bonkers, because I think our bill for that is like $260 a month every month.
Yeah.
So my guess would be it's probably nothing in the winter, but boy, in the summer it might be $600, $700, $800 a month. I don't know.
I always, what's strange to me is that let's say you're going to go to work. No one's going to be home that day.
Yeah.
You're going to shut off your heater. And then when you come home, you're going to turn it back on.
Yeah, we don't do that, but I know some people do.
The amount of time it takes to warm your home versus cool your home, to cool your home takes forever.
Yeah, it does.
So I would think that is the more expensive thing.
It probably is. It probably is. I don't know. I'd have to look at the bill to show you, because it'll show you the 12-month average. I'm sure I could see the answer to that. But they're both pretty, monthly, I think one's $260 a month and the other's $203 a month. I believe the electric bill is $203 a month every month. I'm pretty sure. Wow, those are bills. Remember I was talking to you about how little $100,000 takes you in 2025?
Yes.
I didn't factor in electric and gas.
Right.
Can't afford it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I got $100,000. It's, you know, we were going over like on a base mortgage of say $3,500 a month. Car payments for the house totaling $700. We did all this the other day off the air. It literally takes up all the money.
Yeah, what we were doing is if somebody makes $100,000 and you look at where their money's going, it goes pretty quick.
Very quick.
In this area.
Yeah, very quick. And I just added $460 a month for my house. That would be another $5,500 cash, which is basically another $9,000 of salary.
Unbelievable.
And when you think about that, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Jerry. Well, I have very high hopes for this podcast on YouTube.
Okay.
It's going to be titled, Al Emails a Sock Company.
Please don't. Please don't email it that. Please don't label it that.
Are going to
no.
click it.
Label it this way. Al puts a sock on his penis. And let's see if anybody bites.
They will never let that fly on the
FAN
page.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
Ugh. Well, Al emailing a sock company.
Yeah, that's good.
Terrible.
That will get...
I mean, are we trying not to get anybody to watch?
Like someone is probably going to be like, I hope this isn't clickbait. And I hope when I click this, this really is about Al emailing a sock company.
It's not clickbait. Who are you emailing today?
I don't know. We'll see where the day
some
takes
organic
me.
Organic fruit company?
We'll see where the day takes me,
tasted
Jerry. I don't
some
know.
Pesticide.
Are you storing these in plastic containers? I was sure I felt microplastics in my mouth.
Jackass.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. We'll see you tomorrow. So.
And Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.